Well, I really am quite delighted to be here at St. Barnabas this morning, especially because it's St. Barnabas Day. And I am also so grateful for all of the work that this parish does in many different regards. And I just met with church committee to hear more about that. But in particular, for the care and the compassion that you show to all of our sisters and brothers in need. A care and compassion that demonstrates the love of God, love of neighbor, and love of self. Thank you, thank you, thank you for this ministry. Thank you as well to your rector, Emily, for her huge heart for ministry and a pastoral care for others and for this planet. Know that her influence goes far beyond the parish boundaries within this diocese. I'm also very happy to see two relatively new deacons, Martha and Neil, and to witness their ministry here in this place. They both have many talents, and I am so appreciative that they've responded to a call to ministry. It's really good to be with all of you this morning. David White was is an Anglo-Irish poet and writer and theologian who wrote the poem, "Everything is Waiting for You." So let me read it to you in hopes of letting it maybe rumble around in your thoughts. See what you think. He wrote, "Your great mistake is to act the drama as if you were alone, as if life were a progressive and cunning crime, with no witness to the tiny hidden transgressions. To feel abandoned is to deny the intimacy of your surroundings." He said, "Surely even you at times have felt the grand array, the swelling presence and the chorus crowding out your solo voice. You must note the way the soap dish enables you or the window latch grants you courage. Alertness is the hidden discipline of familiarity. The stairs are your mentor of things to come. The doors have always been there to frighten you and invite you. And the tiny speaker in the phone is your dream ladder to divinity. Put down the weight of your aloneness and ease into the conversation. The kettle is singing even as it pours you a drink. The cooking pots have left their arrogant aloofness and seen the good in you at last. All the birds and creatures of the world are unutterably themselves. Everything, everything, everything is waiting for you." This poem, to me, invites us into a deep and abiding relationship with the holy, with the divine, with the presence of God. It bears witness to the fact that we are being called into a relationship with the one who first breathed life into us, to pause in and amongst all of the busyness and the chaos that can enter into our lives and see and know that God is near. We need this. In fact, Jesus sent his closest companions out to tell others all about this. For in the gospel passage for this St. Barnabas Day, we heard that Jesus sent out his faithful followers and urged them to proclaim the good news. And hear how Jesus describes the good news that he wanted them to shout from the rooftops. "The kingdom of heaven has come near. The kingdom of heaven has come near." And I love this because I think he meant it. In the poem that I quoted a moment ago, it ended with those words, "Everything, everything, everything is waiting for you." This is how I see Jesus' words as well. The kingdom of heaven is all around us, within us, amongst us, working through us, sometimes even despite us. Too often the kingdom of heaven is thought to be a descriptor of what awaits us after we die, that place beyond this world. But that's only part of what these words describe. The kingdom of heaven is just as much about this world, the one right at our fingertips. And our awareness and wonder at the presence of God in and amongst us, poking us, awakening us, renewing us to see that we are called to open our eyes. Jesus sent his faithful followers out to invite people to see this anew. And we continue to be invited into this relationship and awareness as well. The kingdom of heaven has come near. In the reading from the book of Acts, perhaps you noticed it as well, but we heard that they sent out our patron saint Barnabas to Antioch. And listen to what happened. We heard, when he came and saw the grace of God, he rejoiced. When he saw the grace of God, if you will, when he saw, when he witnessed, when he felt and knew the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, when he saw the presence of the Holy Spirit working through them, when he saw the love of God amongst them, when he saw grace in action, he was clearly changed and transformed. And that's what we continue to be called to do. Beautiful encounters with the holiness of God. I don't have to tell you, I know, but we live in a troubled world. We still have the dark clouds of the pandemic hanging around. The war in Ukraine and other places on this planet is just so deeply troubling. There are about 6 drug overdose deaths taking place each day in our province. Each day. The work of reconciliation beyond the discovery of grave sites on the grounds of former residential schools is far too slow and methodical. The climate emergency is often simply seen as an inconvenience rather than needing immediate attention. The shootings taking place below the border. This is a troubled world. And I know that some of us feel quite overwhelmed. Just listening to the news can feel deeply disturbing. It can feel to be too much. Just recently, I was watching a documentary set in Warsaw, Poland, where people were asked, "What do you fear the most?" And surprisingly, people responded with great honesty. People worried that they would not be there for their children, that they would let others down, that they might not repair the wrongs in their life. One answer in particular stood out. This person said that what they fear the most is that I'm not who I should be. That I'm not who I should be. There's a great yearning there. But I also wondered, in all of the answers given to that question, and perhaps our own answers, that we discover some of the sources of the profound problems in our world, as we deeply worry that we are not who we should be. But how do we face this fear? Well, in a little while, 9 people will be baptized. 2 will be confirmed. And this is wonderful. Not just so that we can ooh and awe at the correct moment, for we are not just observers for this, but we are actively involved, extremely involved. For that part of the service, we will be reminded of our own baptism. whether that was many years ago or somewhat recently. All of us will be asked about how we continue to live into the kingdom of heaven in this day and in this time. Where do we recognize it? How does it transform and change us? How does it speak to our deepest fear? For we will be asked about continuing in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers. We will be asked about resisting evil and proclaiming the good news of God in Christ. We will be asked about loving our neighbor as ourselves. We will be asked about striving for justice and peace and respecting the dignity of every human being. We will be asked about how we care for this planet. This is what the kingdom of heaven behavior is all about. Digging deeper into what fears us the most and discovering in that place the still, small voice of God whispering for us to come closer. How we live in this world reflects this. How we listen for the presence of God, the presence of Jesus, the presence of the Holy Spirit in the breaking of the bread, in the face of another, in caring for this world. We see it when we slow down our lives and really pay attention to the Spirit who continues to invite us to notice, to open our eyes, to see that there is more to which we are called in this life. Those being baptized and confirmed today are saying something different than what clutters up the news stories most days. By being baptized and confirmed today, they are saying that there is another way. That there is a better way, that there is a holy way, that there is solace for our deepest fears. And baptism is a sign of it for those of us who have heard Christ's invitation to draw near and bear witness to something called the kingdom of heaven. May it be so this morning. For all are beloved of God and invited into deeper relationship. For we stand on holy ground at each moment of our lives, as Barnabas noticed, or as we heard in the poem, everything, everything, everything is waiting for you. Amen. Thank you.